Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Speed and Scale: An Action Plan for Solving Our Climate Crisis Now is a nonfiction climate strategy book by venture capitalist John Doerr. It combines policy analysis, technological optimism, and systems thinking to argue that the climate crisis can still be addressed if the world moves with far greater urgency. Rather than treating climate change as a single problem with one solution, the book frames it as a portfolio challenge spanning electricity, transport, industry, food, buildings, carbon removal, and public policy. Doerr draws on his experience in Silicon Valley and on conversations with climate leaders, entrepreneurs, and policymakers to present a practical roadmap toward net zero emissions by 2050. The book is designed for readers who want an action-oriented overview of what has to change, why existing progress is not enough, and how ambitious goals can be turned into measurable progress across sectors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a net zero plan built around a coordinated 10-step framework. The central organizing idea of the book is that climate action must be treated as a structured execution problem, not just a moral appeal. Doerr presents a 10-step plan aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050, giving the book a managerial logic that resembles large-scale strategic planning. This matters because climate change involves many interconnected systems, and isolated progress in one area cannot offset continued emissions in another. The framework helps readers understand where action is needed, how different levers interact, and why partial solutions are insufficient on their own. By turning a global emergency into a sequence of measurable priorities, the book tries to make the challenge legible to leaders who are used to operating through goals, metrics, and deadlines. The emphasis on coordination also reflects a broader argument: speed matters as much as innovation, because delayed action raises the cost and difficulty of every later intervention. Secondly, applying Silicon Valley goal-setting methods to a planetary emergency. A defining feature of the book is its attempt to transfer the discipline of startup execution into climate policy. Doerr argues that the same practices that helped innovative companies scale rapidly can also be used against climate change: clear objectives, ambitious targets, accountability, and relentless focus on outcomes. This is not simply a rhetorical comparison. The book uses the logic of operating systems, not abstract activism, to suggest that climate progress depends on measurable commitments and disciplined implementation. That perspective is unusual in climate writing because it emphasizes execution culture as much as scientific awareness. The result is a book that speaks to entrepreneurs, investors, and managers, as well as environmental readers. At the same time, the analogy has limits. Since climate action involves public infrastructure, international coordination, and political conflict that are harder to control than a company roadmap, the book is strongest when it shows how goal setting can create urgency and clarity without pretending that climate change is a conventional business problem. Thirdly, decarbonization across electricity, transport, food, and industry. The book stands out for its sector-by-sector view of emissions reduction. Instead of relying on a single breakthrough, it discusses multiple fronts where emissions must fall simultaneously: electrifying the power grid, improving transportation, rethinking food systems, and advancing zero-emissions industrial technologies. This approach reflects the reality that most greenhouse gases come from ordinary infrastructure and supply chains, not from a single source. By spreading attention across sectors, Doerr shows why decarbonization is fundamentally a systems transformation. Electrification is important because cleaner power can reduce emissions in other parts of the economy, especially if transport and heating shift away from fossil fuels. Food systems matter because agriculture and livestock are major climate contributors, and because supply chains shape both waste and efficiency. The book's practical value comes from showing readers that climate action is not only about conservation or sacrifice. It also includes redesigning the core machinery of modern life. This makes the book useful for people looking for implementation pathways rather than broad environmental concern. Fourthly, climate solutions framed as an economic opportunity rather than a cost only. Another major argument in the book is that climate action should be understood as a large economic opportunity, not merely as a burden. Doerr consistently links emissions reduction to innovation, investment, and market creation, suggesting that the transition to a low-carbon economy can generate new industries and reshape existing ones. This framing is important because many climate debates stall when action is presented only as expense or restriction. By emphasizing profitable or scalable solutions, the book tries to align environmental goals with incentives that businesses and policymakers already understand. The idea is not that markets alone will solve climate change, but that progress accelerates when clean alternatives become cheaper, better, and easier to deploy. That is why the book pays attention to technologies such as batteries, electric vehicles, solar and wind power, and carbon capture. The economic lens gives the book a pragmatic tone. It does not deny the scale of the crisis, but it insists that large-scale decarbonization can be compatible with growth, innovation, and competitiveness if policy and capital are directed effectively. Lastly, a broad coalition of climate leaders as proof that the problem is solvable. The book relies heavily on the voices and credibility of climate leaders, policymakers, and business figures to show that the issue is both urgent and actionable. Dorr references insights from figures such as Al Gore, Christiana Figueres, John Kerry, Mayor Barra, and Lorraine Powell Jobs, which gives the book a coalition-building quality. This matters because climate change cannot be solved by one sector alone. The inclusion of leaders from politics, industry, philanthropy, and advocacy reinforces the idea that progress depends on coordination across institutions that often work separately. The book uses these perspectives not as decorative endorsements, but as evidence that practical pathways already exist and that the remaining challenge is scale and speed. Its collaborative framing also helps explain why the book feels more like an implementation guide than a theory-driven manifesto. Readers are encouraged to see climate action as a shared enterprise in which technical expertise, public and private capital all have roles. That makes the book especially relevant for decision makers looking for a common language across sectors. In conclusion, Speed and Scale will be most useful for readers who want a serious, action-oriented account of climate change that goes beyond alarmism or broad advocacy. Policymakers, business leaders, entrepreneurs, investors, and general readers interested in practical climate strategy will find value in its emphasis on execution, measurable goals, and cross-sector coordination. The book is especially helpful for readers who want to understand how emissions reduction can be organized as a large systems challenge rather than a vague call for awareness. Its main benefit is clarity. It translates a huge problem into a manageable framework without minimizing its difficulty. Compared with many climate books that focus mainly on diagnosis or moral urgency, this one is more explicit about implementation, incentives, and the need to move quickly on multiple fronts at once. It stands out in the genre because it combines the language of venture-scale ambition with a detailed interest in energy, industry, food, and policy. Readers may not agree with every optimistic assumption, but they will come away with a sharper understanding of what net zero requires in practice and why delay is so costly. If you would like to support John Dorr, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.